crippling energy bills. She'll attempt to address those energy bills as soon as Thursday. But the problems stack up in front of her, and a general election can be no more than just over 2 years away.
BBC News. And the news was read by Caroline Nichols. The radio presenter, Mr. Mark Steele, is feared missing somewhere in the crossing between Penzance to St Mary's on the notorious ferry known as the Vomit Comet. Residents of the Isles of Scilly say he should have flown. Mark Steele will hopefully be found in town after this.
I'm Andy Zaltzman, and as the old saying goes, new Prime Minister, new series of the News Quiz. We cannot promise you a brand new PM for every episode of the series, though with things as they are, we're not going to entirely rule it out either. In fact, it might work out better for the country. But in the meantime, congratulations to the United Kingdom for winning Liz Truss, the latest prize Prime Minister to be generously donated to our democracy-loving nation by the Conservative Party membership. Join me and my guest panellists as we prove Truss's view of the nation's workforce wrong by putting in a real hard shift for half an hour every week. An hour if you count the repeat on Saturday. The new series of the News Quiz on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds starts on Friday night at 6:30.
And comedy now on Radio 4 as Mark Steele's in town. This week he's on the Isles of Scilly.
The best thing about living on the Isles of Scilly is
watching the sunset.
The beaches are like some tropical paradise.
Oh!
Harold Wilson used to stay here. I've got one of his drawers, sets of drawers.
I once went to the toilet after Kate Winslet.
Ooh! Yeah, that's quite nice.
Ooh, my favourite shop. Oh.
Lou, yeah. What's my favourite shop on the island?
Co-op.
Everyone would have to say the Co-op.
Chemist.
There is the Co-op. Annoying thing about the tourists.
They walk in the middle of the road.
You're walking in the road.
It can feel very isolated.
Mark Steele's in town.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Mark Steele's in town, which this week comes from the Isles of Scilly. People here have pulled off the most amazing achievement of having a reputation for being immensely friendly, even though the reason they're here is they can't stand being near more than three people in a month. The Isles of Scilly are 28 miles from Land's End, across the sea, on the way to Canada. Five of the islands are inhabited. There's about 2,000 of you all together, and one of the first things you notice here is how diverse you are. There's a wide range of white people who feel uneasy if they're more than 400 yards from the sea. It's much like New York. There is immigration here. Last year, someone moved to St Mary's from Tresco to be nearer the Co-op, and that caused a bit of tension. And it's so easy to get here. Why don't more people come? The I Escape Tourism website boasts sometimes fog or bad weather means your trip to the islands will be cancelled. But that's all part of the adventure. Stop, Marks, for making a virtue out of that. We went to the Isles of Scilly for our holiday. We sat in the airport at Exeter for 3 days because of fog and then had to go home. It was such an adventure, the kids can't wait to do it all again next year. Tourists don't always get the idea of being here straight away. Someone here told me I get asked questions like, where's the nearest Waterstones? I say, Penzance, back where you came from. And that's the sort of friendliness that makes it such a popular holiday. St Mary's is the biggest island here, and all the other islands you call...
The Off Islands.
The Off Islands, which, that's a bit insulting, isn't it? It's like saying, well, there's St Mary's, and then there's the Shite Island. This is one of the most remote parts of Britain, but not just because it's so far away from where there are things. It's also the sort of 44 miles there are between here and Penzance, because the water gushes up the channel and meets the water hurtling down the Atlantic, making the sea between here and Cornwall like a giant waltzer. And the Cornwall Live website says, people across Cornwall give each other a knowing look at the word Scillonian. It's not known as the Sickonian for nothing. And I thought, well, that's obviously an exaggeration. And then I got a book called The Amazing Islands of Scilly. And it started, there is more to Scilly than the nausea-inducing trip on the Scilloni. And spending all your time on the islands dreading the trip back. Here's another piece from Cornwall Live. Soon after leaving the relatively calm surrounds of Mounts Bay, the swell mixed with the aromas from the onboard cafe until I was rushing to the toilet. There followed 2.5 hours of horrible stomach-heaving despair. I swear I witnessed dogs projectile vomiting. I would have kissed the man next to me when St Mary's finally came to view, except that he had sick all round his mouth. How do you all manage then? Are you all hardy to it?
Fly.
You fly. And there are hundreds of articles like this. You expect to see the tourist brochure start, I was once mistaken for a nuclear particle and whizzed around the Hadron Collider at near the speed of light. But that was nothing compared to travelling for 3 hours on the Scilloni. And you can't help notice it's called the Scillonian 3. So you think, oh, Christ, what happened to the first one? So, we set off, and I thought, here we go. Any minute now, this torture starts. Nothing.
You'll find out on the way back.
Yeah, I know. I am aware of the comedy of this going out a few weeks after the BBC announcer said the radio presenter, Mr. Mark Steele, is feared missing. Then you arrive at St Mary's and the glorious capital that is Hugh Town. And if you're a tourist, you celebrate your arrival by walking in the middle of the road or hiring a buggy thing and driving it in a zigzag across the island as if you're Donald Trump on his golf course after he's drunk some particularly potent bleach. And there is one historic building here that the whole area revolves around, at the heart of everything in society, the Co-op. If you need anything from firelighters to spiritual awakening, then you have to go to the Co-op. I expect it's like Stonehenge was to the Druids. You all dance naked round it on Midsummer's Day and give thanks to it for providing you with hummus and Pringles. And if there's no vanilla yoghurt one day, that's because the Co-op is angry and you have to make a sacrifice to it and throw an item of furniture into Lawrence's Bay. And it must be the only Co-op in Britain that sells wetsuits. But unlike any other Co-op, there's a rhythm to it. It's full of stuff after the boat arrives with all the deliveries, so you're like ducks when someone's chucked some bread in the pond. Vroom, 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 take whatever you can. No time to stop and think whether you need it or not. Licorice soup, grab 4 tins. But 2 days before the next boat's due, it's empty, except for an old beetroot. So it looks like a scene from a zombie film when everything's deserted. I don't expect that's when you all chant at midnight. Mighty Co-op, great and holy, bring us Heinz tinned ravioli. Someone told me they went in once when the boat hadn't arrived and all it had was dog food and gin. For 3 days, you must all have been going, for variety last night, I stir-fried the dog food in a gin sauce and ate it in a wetsuit. There are a few other shops here. There's Mumford's, the newsagents. Now, is Boatman Steve here? Hello, Boatman Steve.
Hello.
So, now, you were telling me, Steve, about someone was trying to get a Sunday paper who wasn't used to the protocol.
Yeah, there's no transport links on a Sunday, so this individual walked into the paper shop and said, I'd like a telegraph, please. And the news agent said, yeah, I can give you yesterday's. Well, no, yesterday's. I want a Sunday telegraph. Well, if you want a Sunday telegraph, you'll have to come back on Monday.
Someone told me they went into a builder's merchant for a bag of concrete and they wouldn't sell him any. And he said, why not? And they said, because there's only one bag left and someone might come in and want that. But it's amazing how quickly you get into the flow here. Before I came, I got a message to speak to Steve, who lived here, and the times I could call were just really precise. You can call between 12:20 and 1, and then 1:40 until 2:20, that sort of thing. So I rang him and asked him why it had to be those times, and he said, I'm the only bus driver on the island, and that's when the bus is out. And the next morning, I saw that I could listen to Silly FM, and I thought, hang on, that's the same bloke. Now, you think that's normal, but it isn't. In London, people don't. Oh, yeah, well, I'm London's only bus driver, so you've got to ring me at that time. And then the next morning, if you put the radio on, you don't think, oh, blimey, Chris Evans again. And so it is my proud honour to introduce that very person, Steve.
Yeah, hello.
So that's your thing, is to drive the bus round and...
Yeah, I spend half my life driving around in circles.
And is that it, just a circle?
Well, not quite absolutely a circle, but I start in one place and end there, yeah. It's irregular.
Every now and again, if you think you can get away with it, do you reverse 5 yards just for the pleasure of it?
That'll add some novelty to it. I've not thought of that. I might do that.
The whole thing backwards. And so, because you were telling me that because the same people come here every year a lot of the time, then the tourists get to know you and think you're their friend.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of us, I think the boatmen find this as well. They treat us as close relatives. Like, they really think that we know them really well. And you do remember them slightly, but not very well. But one of the big problems, which I'm careful of now, you get some guy gets on the bus and he's been coming with his wife for years. His wife's not there. How's the missus? She died in February. And it's, you know, it rather dampens the conversation down there. But so you have to be a bit more careful now.
Incidentally, someone did send me a message that said, last time I was on the Isles of Scilly, the weather was foul. The bus driver had a notice up saying, just think, you could have had a week in the Seychelles for the money you've spent coming here. Was that you?
Yeah.
One of the pleasures here seems to be listening to tourists get confused about which boat they need to get to the other islands. You're used to the sea dominating everything, so you know that you get to the quay and go, oh, I can't go to Tresco as the tide's going the wrong way, but I can go to Briar and walk from there to Tresco in the 40 minutes a day when the sea's not in the way. But if I take too long, I'll be washed away to Greenland, or I can get the boat to St Agnes and join a fishing expedition for 3 days and transfer to a boat used for a bird-watching documentary for Spanish TV. Then pop to Tresco on the back of a dolphin. The book Amazing Island says regular silly goers will be familiar with the popular pastime Confuse the Tourist. At 9:45 a.m. at the quay, one boat will be headed to Tresco. But as for the other islands, your boat could be anywhere. And the system is that the boatmen meet in the morning and decide who's going where and when. Like if all the train drivers in Britain met at King's Cross in the morning and went, right, you do Newcastle, I'll do Bristol. And then they write the times of that day's crossings on a board by the co-op. And so a couple of hundred people arrive at the quay, every one of them going, which queue is this? Are you for Tresco? I thought this was St Martin's. St Martin's has gone, mate. It said 9:30 on the board for St Martin's. Yeah, but it went at 9:20. I'm trying to get to St Mary's Lake. You're already on St Mary's. Oh, I thought I'd got the boat to Agnes. Is this the queue for Briar? No, this is the queue to buy a wetsuit at the co-op. What an exciting transport system where you don't bother with any prior knowledge about the time or destination. You're so laid back here, you go, I popped down to the quay to enter Tresco. When the boat set off, I found I was on a naval destroyer bound for Yemen. It's brilliant travelling between them. You're bumping up and down for 20 minutes in the Atlantic, gannets swooping past, looking out for seals. This is the equivalent of the 38 bus to Peckham. And brilliantly, all five islands here are so different. There's only 2,000 of you all together, but you still manage to go, you know what they're like over there. Just one example, someone told me the thing with St Martin's is everyone's been married to everyone else at some point. On Christmas Day, a bell rings, they all move round one. On the tourist website, it says things to do on Briar. You can walk at your own pace. I wonder how many people think that sounds marvellous, but I'm sick of these holidays where you can't walk at your own pace. Last year, we went on a holiday into the North Korean army and we had to walk at their pace. I went to Agnes. It's fantastic. It's about 10 yards long. There are 80 people live there. And I was very pleased to speak to Lou, who is with us. Now, Lou, you were the most southwesterly teacher at the most southwesterly school.
With the most southwesterly pupils.
Yes.
Yeah.
A school that, at the moment, has how many kids?
Just two.
And what age are they?
One is 7 and one is 11. And the 11-year-old is just leaving, so next year there'll be just one.
When there's just one, do you think the teacher still goes, I'm dreading parenting?
Definitely.
I was told that Tresco is the posh island. I suppose that's because instead of an empty co-op, they have an empty Waitrose. Roman Abramovich keeps his yacht at Tresco sometimes, and now it's been seized as part of the sanctions, and the sad thing is there's probably half a dozen tourists who got on it thinking it was the boat to St Agnes. I went to an event here as well called 90s Night at the Old Town Inn, and I thought that was impressive how they managed that, because here the 90s are in the future. Fun. Every teenager in St Mary's must have been there, and there was one table of really old people, and I thought, oh, they've just misunderstood and thought you had to be in your 90s. And someone told me, as there's no college here, it's normal for kids to be here until they're 16, and then they go to Plymouth, which is a bit of a culture shock for them, and then they meet someone romantically and come back. So the plan is you go away to mate like salmon. And it's really hard to get stuff delivered here, as well as people. The most unpopular company on the Isles of Scilly seems to be DPD Delivery. Yay! Everyone's got a story. I ordered a wedding ring 4 years ago and it's not turned up. And then they go, we have delivered it. It's behind a wheelie bin in Penzance. This wouldn't be a problem in St Martin's, because you could just use the ring you used last time. There was a policeman here called Colin Taylor. Why do you not like him?
I like him.
One person likes him. Oh, it's strange, because from his book, he seemed to think he was quite popular. Well, about you, I was silly. Like an idiot, I've been reading this book going, oh, he just wandered around getting on with everybody, and you're all thinking that bloody none of this is going to work now, because I've completely underestimated the anarchistic inner city hostility you have for the law. This is the sort of crime I hear about here. Someone told me that they left their co-op card in a shop. But later on, when it was returned, he found out that someone had claimed the points off it. So rang the police, and the police registered it as a crime. And I'm not even sure how co-op points work here. If you get enough of them, do they keep a tomato aside for when there hasn't been a delivery? Occasionally there is a driving incident here. I was told about a teacher who cut across someone without indicating, and there was a crash. So the other driver said, why didn't you indicate? And she said, everyone knows I go up there to play whist on a Monday. does anyone know about the crime where someone murdered a chicken? Oh, my God!
Sexual assault.
Sexual assault? What the fuck is that? I thought, that's a bit rough, someone's murdered a chicken. But now it turns out there's like about 15 different other offences to be taken into consideration.
And he stole it, it wasn't even his.
I mean, anyone can make a mistake with your own chicken. This is all wrong. This is what I've written next. You've got honesty boxes here. They're brilliant. These are just boxes on a wall or by a tree or something with stuff in, like candles or earrings or vegetables. I saw one with a courgette and a book about Jack the Ripper. Then next to the items, there's a jar that you put money in, and there's always money in them that no one takes. And that's what you have here in place of shops. Every rule is different here. This is how you seemed until recently to get rid of your old cars. I read this. Until recent times, old cars were taken to the top of the cliff at Deep Point on the eastern side of St Mary's, knocked out of gear, and with the handbrake off, they would be plunged 200 feet off the edge. Yeah. I love that you're proud of that. Did the people who pushed them off do adverts that went, WeTipAnyCar.com? But we are then told not every Deep Point burial went to plan. When the old council rubbish lorry went off, it forgot to sink. It drifted from the islands for many weeks into the shipping lanes between Scilly and Cornwall, becoming a hazard for cargo ships to Bristol. Imagine what that did to the poor sods who passed it, these seafarers. We sailed past Isles of Scilly and faced a creature more terrifying than any I have seen. The size of a whale, jaws of a dragon from hell. And as it passed, it made the terrifying cry. Beep, 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 beep. This vehicle is reversing. Attenborough should make a programme. Some people believe the cars are thrown off the cliff as a sacrifice to the god of the co-op. And flowers. You sell 16 million daffodils a year, but the most common flower seems to be the agapanthus. Yes. Is that it? Yeah. A purple one that just spreads everywhere. And I've heard people here describing it as a weed, which, yeah, it's a weed, except you sell the bulbs at £34 for 10. So I'd like to introduce Jacqueline, sometimes called the Pied Piper of Agnes. So, Jacqueline, what was your environmental role then over in Agnes?
That was removing the rats because they were predating seabird eggs and chicks. So St Agnes is rat-free and we're really proud of it.
You're a lot more popular than the police. So when you say remove them, what do you do, a flamethrower?
No, we use rodenticide, so it's a poison, yeah.
Jacqueline, I have to say, you know, doesn't look at all like someone whose job is mass murder. When we met yesterday, you had a big, wide country hat that she's going to put on now, and you look makes you look very much like Dolly Parton. And which I thought was fitting because it did remind me of the Dolly Parton song that goes, I've danced beneath the sun and had many thrilling moments, but I've never had such fun as out in Agnes killing rodents. It is unfair, of course, to call Jacqueline the Pied Piper, as the Pied Piper took the children away. And that wouldn't really work in Agnes, as there's only two to start with. Thank you very much, Jacqueline. You are very, very sensible here. You know you've got a beautifully appealing place, so you're very careful to stop it getting overcrowded by making sure there's hardly anywhere to stay. So the same people come every year and they book up the accommodation for the next year as soon as they leave. So it's like a gentleman's club. You have to wait for someone to die and take their place. If the boat back to Penzance is cancelled after the new people have arrived, tourist information has to put out a call. Can anyone put people up? Have you all had to put people up?
Yeah.
What a place. Come to the Isles of Scilly for the finest beaches, exciting wildlife and an authentic experience of being a refugee. If you're stuck, you'll be on the sofa of a random stranger hoping the co-op has one cauliflower left before the boat was cancelled. And the history of the Isles of Scilly is that you're marvellously independent here. And I can see why, because you're nowhere near anywhere. The book The Isles of Scilly starts, until the voyage of Columbus in 1492, Land's End wasn't just the end of England, but of the known world. For all men knew, somewhere around Scilly, the sea poured off the edge of the world. And then you'd have tipped whatever you fancied over the edge, wouldn't you? Poor Atlas would have been holding the world up, going, stop it! Chucking all some carts down here, stop it! The history of early civilizations in Scilly is fascinating. If you want to understand it, I would recommend a documentary called The History of the Scilly Isles. And these are honestly quotes from it. Did the Romans occupy Scilly? We don't know. The pots found here are uninscribed, which means we don't know who made them. Archaeologists suggest there may have been a connection between Scilly and Bath. Is that true? We don't know. There's a huge concentration of burial chambers here. Why? We don't know. Old town on St Mary's might have once been home to a Roman harbour, though we can't know. The remains of Inisigen were uncovered in 1950, but unfortunately it was looted, so nothing is datable, so we don't know anything about it. The archaeologist Bonsor's greatest find was the chamber at Porthcawl Burial Chamber. He did extensive work there, but what it contained, we will never know. And throughout any period of your history, there have been shipwrecks. You love a shipwreck here. When you go in the tourist office, the first thing you see in the tourist office is a book about shipwrecks. It's like you want to say to us, you're lucky you got here. The book, The Isles of Scilly, says how many ships have been wrecked around Scilly. We will never know. The biggest disaster that I'm sure you all know about, in 1707, four ships under the command of Admiral Sir Cloudesley Shovel blew off course and sank off St Agnes, and hundreds of sailors were lost. Cloudesley Shovel's body was recovered, but his finger was missing. Now, at first, it was assumed it was taken by someone who had stolen the ring off it, but then it was realised that someone had left a guinea in the honesty box. And it had only been taken because DPD hadn't delivered one that was ordered 6 months before. So it's not as sleepy as it's made out to be here. It's implausibly peaceful. The sea is this glorious turquoise colour that you'd expect in the Caribbean. You're free of most of the stress that plagues people around the world. But full credit to you, you still find millions of things to moan about. It's marvellous with this idyllic paradise still here, and people go, why do they bloody walk in the road just because we haven't got any pavements? You do seem to have your own rules here. The only pubs in the whole of Britain that stayed open throughout the lockdown were here. There wasn't a single case of COVID here for the first 18 months of the pandemic, probably because the virus couldn't cope with the crossing. And anyone who had COVID who came here just sicked it all out on the way. And in general, the government should have got iEscape to handle the publicity during COVID, because they'd have said during the pandemic, everywhere might be shut for a year. But that's all part of the adventure. The way to understand the Isles of Scilly is that winter here is completely different from summer, because all the tourists have gone, and in October the Salonian stops running, and when it leaves for the last time, you know you're stuck here alone for the next 6 months, all by yourselves, and you love it. You're like someone who's had a bit of a party, and around midnight everyone leaves and you go, oh, peace, what bliss. So I will leave you, Isles of Scilly, with one of your famous sea shanties, first sung by marooned sailors in the 1700s, that make you so distinct, not Cornish, but completely in your own world in the middle of the ocean. The finest ever schooner was the ship that